Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Right. Wait a minute. Silverberg, I thought you're in Israel.
He is.
So is it wrong to have, it says around 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. You know,
Well, maybe he can't sleep.
maybe he can't sleep. Okay.
Or maybe he's in a room that he can't speak either. But I send him the shiur, and he usually responds, within a half an hour. So.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Anyway, I have to admit, I made a major, major mistake. I think I made a major mistake. So let's go over again. I don't know if anyone caught it, but you know the rule is if you make a mistake, you catch it before someone else catches it. Right? That's the rule. This way, if you catch your mistake, it's not so bad. If other people catch your mistake, you're in trouble. So what happened? I think yesterday I made a mistake, maybe 2 days ago, I don't remember. We were learning this Tavis and Lamed Hey on the days. Tavis Asikasha, it says Muberes, that even though Reish Lakish holds Bia is Muberes Lashma Bia, nonetheless, Reish Lakish agrees that there is no Isereshasa if you have Bia. So Tavis Kasha is why. So Tavis Kasha, why shouldn't there be an Isereshasa? Mitzvahi. So we don't know what kind of answer is that. The question now obviously is on Machayev. It says so. It says in the Gemara. But your question is why? And you don't say why. You just so what kind of answer? There's meaning to have it. I caught the Shabbat, you something. There's Tavis Arash actually says a why. There's a Tavis Arash, there's a line. Tavis Rosh is almost word for word like Tisus, but he says, and then he says, and then he says, the Tavis Rosh is not so bad. The question is, you should be Chayiv. The answer is, it's a Svarta, why you're not Chayiv in Eshesish? But Tisus,
What is that svara? What is that
yeah,
svara?
but I'm trying to stick when I made my mistake. So I want to, that whatever, that's not so simple. But whatever, I don't know. But as far as it's just a Zika, Kimin the Yavimta means that there's a Zika now. She's also a Shuk. The Chazay she'll become mutter later automatically. Okay. What that svara is, I don't know. But that's what the Tavis Arash says that he's a svara. But Tosfos, he has a kasha. So he's saying the words, the Homer read up, I mean, obviously, Tosfos knows that in his question. Says in the Gemara, no Machayev. The question is, it's not logical. So we said, what kind of answer is that? So you found another place with the exact same kasha. So now you have your kasha in two places. So that doesn't help me any. You ask the kasha, it's not logical. Well, there's another place. So what? So now two Gemaras are going to say the exact same non-logical thing. That was the question. I think we asked this question yesterday. I think so. So I said yesterday that the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph is learning out Gufa as Tavis's kasha, that there should be an Eish HaSach. And the Gemara answers, and we learn from Sukkim there's no Eish HaSach. So what Tavis means to say is that meeting that Rav here, it's a there's a Torah is megada by cotton that there's no Eshesach, and we make a binyanav from cotton to Mubaris, right? That's what I said yesterday. Anyway, I think that was a major error. Think so, because anyone. Anyone catch the error?
Because Rava is not learning it from a pasuk.
What?
Because Rava is not learning it from a pasuk.
Rava also learns it from a pasuk. He also learns from a pasuk.
Because okay, Rebbe asked. I tried.
Okay, because it's not Rav Chan in the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph. Let's look at the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph. Let's see. Maybe I have to learn the Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara, let's go back to this Gemara. I must admit I learned wrong Pshat. I think. I'm pretty sure I learned wrong Pshat. Unless I was wrong, then I was wrong. But I think I was wrong. The Gemara brings the Mishnah. The Gemara starts Karikand. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines down from the big line. The third word. So we said yesterday, what's the Gemara's kasha? According to Rashi, who says that you're mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara's kasha is very simple. Why is called the mekayim the mitzvah? He shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, it said he's not mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa. It's only ma'amar midrabanan. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So he said the Gemara's kasha has to be that there should be an Isser Eish Yisach. But that which I think is correct. But why does the Gemara feel there should be an Isser Eish Yisach? What is the Gemara's question? Why does the Gemara think there should be an Isser Eish Yisach?
It's not right.
Because why? But what's the reason?
Because he's a cut. His bee is not a bee.
So why is he a cut then?
There's no common shame.
No common shame. So the Gemara's kasha was not. I made a mistake in Cheshvan. The Gemara's kasha is really at the end of the day, the reason why a katan is not yaitzin a mitzvah according to Tosfos is not because there's no common shame. According to The re, you know, there is no problem with lack of hakam shame, right? According to the re, what's the Gemara's kasha? According to the re, it doesn't hold. There's a problem with lack of hakam shame. That's only the riva. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So I don't know. For some, I must have got that in my head that the Gemara is asking, but you're not yetzin a mitzvah because of the miyad of ish. But that's not what the Gemara asks. The Gemara doesn't quote the miyad of Ish. The Gemara quotes the miyad, the problem of the Zohar Kama Shame. Right? In other words, there's two different reasons why a katan is not mekayim the mitzvah. Tosfos says that the reason why he's not mekayim the mitzvah is because it's Ish. I think Tosfos says that the Farish, or that's what people say in Tosfos, that the word Ish, I don't know my kedushin here, but that because of the pasuk of ish, he's not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. But the Gemara is not asking us a pasuk of ish. The Gemara is asking because it's not a common shame. So I don't understand the Gemara. According to the re, what's the Gemara's kasha? You don't need via of a common shame. So what's the Gemara's kasha?
Maybe the Re only knows that after the Gemara, okay, meaning the Re is bringing as a raya throughout the whole Gemara, not
okay, from the... I hear, but I would think that that's very difficult because the Re brings a raya that he's right from other places too. He brings from Bia's Shal Gedarka and from Ahara and from Katana. So how could this Gemara must have known those rayas too. So if the Reed brings rayas and he's right and the Reva is wrong, then you can't say that the Gemara and the Havamina here held like the Reva. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara and the Havamina, what did the Gemara and this Havamina do with Ha'ara, with the Ishal Gadarka, which proves that the Reva is wrong, according to the Reed. The Reed is Shitaso, that he holds that those are good rayas against the Reva. So how did he understand this Gemara's question? They couldn't have held the Reva. The Reva is upgeshlag from the Farish and Gemaras.
But the Gemara's allowed to have a Havamina. The Gemara's allowed to have a Maskana.
No, no, not true. If there's a good Raya, they can't have a Havamina. The Gemara, according to the Re, it's Mukhrok from Abiyah Shogadarka that the Reva is wrong. So how does the Gemara have a Havamina? Gemara can't have a Havamina that when there's a Raya against it.
The Gemara answers Koldahu, right? So the Gemara didn't know Koldahu. The Gemara tells us the Gemara asked the Kasha, then Abaya came along and said Koldahu. Rava came along and said, that's Mechadish something.
That can't be what they're Mechadish. They can't. They had a Nobshan and Beishal, Kedarka, and Ha'ara. And those prove that the Riva is wrong. Therefore, the Hamina cannot have been the Riva. This is 100% Mukhruch. They're not debatable. I'm sorry. Not debatable. That's not. If the Gemara would be mechanic something about Katan Hara and Bishal Gadarka, but they didn't say anything about that. So what are the Hamina do with those Gemaras? They must have known the reach. So what's the Gemara's Havamina? So Tavis asked the Kasha. Regret Mamish, Tavis and Kuf Yud Aleph asked the Kasha. The top Tysis. Kari Khan Huck and Up a Shame. But I barhook you. I'll be she up, but I come ashamed. The one, you know, there's no, be no different than a Pesuda. Pesuda will be up, but I come ashamed. And therefore, the re says, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Well, Mahani, Kivin Shiloheiro Shasa Kosher.
Where is this selfish, Rebbe?
And Tavis and Kuf Yud Aleph on the days Zimri and Masko Kari.
Kari, okay, Kari.
He says, Abba be shoved the cloud, come and shame. No Mahanya, the Gemara's Kasha, the Shin work. Kimish lo yelo shas ha kosher. Ki heche dat pasina ba arel. Saris chamo shlo yelo shas ha kosher. Abba she bimino misrapim. Alexandria she mitrayim. So Tavis is learning, even according to the Re, there's a psul of Asaris. There's a psul in the Gavra, not a psul in the Bia. Right? The Re says clearly that there's such a thing as a psul in the Gavra. The Re says that we're not Mamayat. We don't need a Bia, Roy Lakam Hashem, but we need a Gavra, which is Roy Lakam Hashem. Right? That's the Re Svara. The Re says that all Bina Shem, Ruya Lakam Hashem, the fact says the word Bia. So there's a din in the Gavra, the miyat of the Hakam Shame is mamayat the Gavras. So the Gemara's kasha was that miyat, just like that miyat includes a saris, so that miyat should include a katan, because right now he's like a saris. Right now, he's a chisar in the Gavra. That was a Gemara's Kasha.
Shouldn't that include a Besuda then also? She never had a Shasa Kosher?
No, apparently a Besuda, since she could do right away Miyuch with the Asma, so that's called she has a Shas Kosher. Right now, she can have either way, or Biyashnia, I'm not sure, or probably either Biyashnia. But so right now, she can become pregnant. She can become pregnant with Miyach Be'etzma. She can become pregnant with Biyashniya. But a katan, the Havamina was that there's no Shas Kosher because you have to wait till he's going to grow up. There's nothing, you can't go ahead and do Biyashniya, can't do Miyach Be'etzma. So it's mamish like a saris. That's what Tosfos says, that was a Havamina. So even the Re agrees that it's Saris is excluded. And the Gemara's Kasha was that this is a Saris. Comes along the Gemara. Now that's the Gemara's Kasha. Right, that's what Taita says. Without the Gemara gives an answer, and Taita actually explains the Gemara's answer, which is very interesting because really, Titus only was bothered with what's the Gemara's Kasha. So why does he have to explain the Gemara's answer? But I gather because now that he explained the Kasha differently, So now you have to explain the answer. In other words, in his Havamina, that let's say he would have learned the Gemara's Kasha, like the Riva, like in the Bia Roy Rakam Hashem. So then the Gemara's answer is Koldu, whatever. But now that you're saying that the Kasha is a Chisar and the Gavra, so what's the answer? Mishani, Amar Grah, he's continuing reading Taisis, the end of Taisis, Amar Grah, that I'll dummy this Riz Kama, Shem Rafuasa Bruta. So the Gemara's answer is that this is not in the realm of Sris. So this is not a Ptur at all. So it comes out, according to Taisis, the Pasuk is not telling us, I completely misread the Gemara. I read the Gemara. That in other words, the way Taivis is saying, the Gemara's kasha was that you should have a Ptur Sris. And a Ptur Sris, we know, gets an Isser Eshesach. It's a Ptur on the Gavra. The Gemara's answer is, we learn out from a Pasuk that the Ptur Sris doesn't apply. Mimele, based on this, you should be mamish, yotzei the mitzvah. Because the Ptur, the Havamina was there, the Ptur Sris. The maskana is the Ptur Sris doesn't apply because there's a Veldamina Sris. Because it's Yagi and the cloud gathers. Now, comes along Typhus and Kedushin and says that the Maisa, the it doesn't work with the Raisa. That's for a completely different reason. That's not because you're a Sris, that's because Ish. We saw in Rav Nachman that the Chisaron and you can't make a Kinyan. So the reason why he's not Kaina has nothing to do with this Gemara, right? So I was totally misquoting the Gemara. You can't say that we learn from the Psukim that there's no Eish Hasach. That's not true. We learn from the Psukim that the Ptur of Sris doesn't apply here. But there's still a different Ptur. And now, why don't you have an Eish Hasach on that Ptur? That you don't learn from the Psukim. Right? The Psukim are just coming to tell you that, I mean, maybe tell me, sorry. What?
That's not a sense.
It's not a Saris. Okay, so now it's not a Saris, but the din is Katan Abal Gedaita is not Kaina. Why not? It's not a Saris, so you should be Kaina. So the Teretz is you have to come up with a new psul. A new psul called Ish. Correct. And now a Kasha, there's a new psul called Ish. So why aren't you over in Isser Eish Hasach? So that's not the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara never asked that Kasha. That's a brand new question. That if there's a new what? Right? So I don't know. It's not clear that the Gemara's answers that question because the Gemara wasn't asking that question. Right. In other words, the Gemara asks the question that there should be an Isser Eish Hasach because you're a Sris. To which the Gemara answers it's not a Sris. The Gemara doesn't ask now there's a different question. There should be a different Isser Eish Hasach because you're not Yaitzi the Mitzvah. Because it is the Pasuk of Ish. So I don't know. It's not, it's surely not Mukhluk, and I would think it's Mashma, not like that, that the Gemara is learning from these Psukim that there's no Eish Hasach out the Ptur of Ish. They're only using, the only ad to come out to these Psukim to explain why there's no Eish Hasach, Mashma Siddin, that you're a Sris. But they're not Pashtus I don't know. What do you say? There's a question that we're asking from Ish is a completely different question than the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was you shouldn't be Yotzei in the mitzvah because you're a Sris. And for the Gemara, this is not a Sris. And there's no problem with the pasuk of Vahokim Vahokim Shem. Because the Hokim Vahokim Shem is only Mamaya Tris and Idleness. And this is not called a Tris. Because it's Tyson said, because it's Refuoso, it's Brura. And the Kotan Yagir, the Cloud Goddess. Now we have a new Kasha. Tyson in Kedusha. Says that you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. And obviously, Tovis Alam and Hey also holds you're not Yotzei the mitzvah, Midaraisa, because otherwise, what's his dinyan to Muberes? Now, it can't be that you're not Yotzei the mitzvah because of Sris, because the Gemara comes out that the problem with Sris doesn't apply. So, why aren't you Yotzei the mitzvah? The Chere is because of Ish. So now why is it there? So now if you're not Yotzei the mitzvah because of Ish, so why isn't there a Isser Eish Esav? That's a brand new question. Nora doesn't ask that question. Let me just get a Gemara, 1 second. I just wanted to look up if Titus says Beferish, why you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. Doesn't say Beferish. We're assuming it's because of Ish. I don't know. Doesn't say Beferish.
Where's the Gemara in Kedushin?
What? The Ktavis in Kedushin on your test says that Midaraisa, you're not Kaina. Ktavis doesn't say Beferish, why not? Tavis obviously both of you're not kind of, because that's why he compared it to Muberes.
So the Gemara says Pratlish. That's not this one.
1 second.
That's not the Gemara.
What?
That's not the Gemara. Tashma ish.
Which Gemara?
Your test. Okay, man, I got it wrong.
In Kedusha?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
I can make that now. I didn't want to come out.
One second. Okay. Anyway, so it seems I made a big mistake because I thought, in other words, L'chaira, the Gemara's kasha was only that you should be having Isere Shesach as a din of Saita, of the din of, Saris. So on that, they have a limud that, no, you're wrong, Saris, the Isere Saris doesn't apply. But the drushes aren't telling us that when you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, there's no Isere Shesach. That's not the purpose of these drushes. The purpose of these drushes are to teach you that there's no Torah Saris. But now, Titus has a different shita, that Aval began, that there's no Torah Saris. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. That's Titus' shita. That's what, and then, now Titus on Amid Hay says it's a Kashif. You're not, why isn't there an Isra Shesach? It's exactly like Muberes. So theoretically, you could maybe say that these same sukkim are teaching you two things. They're teaching you there's no Eish Yisach, there's no Ptur Saris, and they're also teaching you there's no Eish Yisach. But I don't know, that sounds not so simple to say that. No, that the Typhus is learning that the Psukim are teaching you two things. No, it means you theoretically you could learn. If you wanted to salvage what I thought, that the Maisa, these Psukim, simultaneously teach us that it's not a Ptur Saris, because if there would be a Ptur Saris, there would be an Isra Shesach. But it also teaches you that even though there's a Ptur of Ish and there's no Mitzvah Yibam, there's no Isra Shesach. It's also learned from the Psukim. The Psukim are teaching you two things in Bevas Achas.
I understand how Rebbe's reading the Gemara in Kufiyat Aleph. Because the
Gemara in Kufiyat Aleph is only discussing the topic of Sris.
Why does Rava have to say Mi'ik Amidi? That line doesn't make sense. Just Italian Sris. Just say it's a Patur and that's it. Doesn't need a Raya.
It will be a Patur, then there'll be a Dinestra. So Rava is bringing a Raya that you're not a Sris. If you tell me that he's a Sris, and you would have a Patur and Nestra. Says Rava, the fact that there's no Dinestra proves that he's not a Sris.
Doesn't the Gemara ask right away? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Right away, he answers should be an Isra Shesach. The next kasha of the Gemara.
That's if there's Nesra. If there's Nesra, then there'll be an Isra Shesach. But the Maisa, the Gemara comes out that you're not a Stris, so there's no Dinestra. But the question Taisus Alam and Hay is asking is that Dalmine the Din Sris, which the Gemara is discussing in Kufyat Aleph, but there's a different reason that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah because of Ish, which the Gemara on Kufyat Aleph is not referring to. So why don't we say that as the Din of Ish, you have an Isra Shesach?
I understand, but Rava would apply.
The Gemara never asked that kasha.
I understand, but Rava's logic still applies. It can't be possible that there's an Eish Yisach because I'd say exactly the same thing.
So what you're saying is that the answer that Abaye and Rava gave that was used to answer the kasha of Sris is also used to answer another kasha. But that doesn't sound kosher. I can't say you're wrong. Sometimes more I agree with you halfway. Sometimes I agree with you a little bit. I would say is daichik. In other words, it's not mashma. The Gemara only came along and asked the kasha, al-sris. And that's where Abaye and Rava came along and made their drushes. It's not mashma from the Gemara that Dauminei, the Shaila of Sris, there's a different reason why you need Abaye and Rava's drasha, because there's another problem, that there should be an Eish Yisach, because there's a Ptur Ish, it says you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's a little daichik. So
that's how we say it.
Is that the Gemara, if that's the problem of Sris, The Gemara had no problem. Ad is a pasuk of Ish, no problem. Ish doesn't make for an Isser Eish Yisach. Why not? Same reason why Muberet doesn't make for an Isser Eish Yisach. If that's a Svara, that doesn't. But the Gemara's question was that why doesn't the Saris? We know Saris makes an Isser Eish Yisach. Oh, that the Gemara says we have a drasha. It's not a Saris. But the mashmos of the Gemara is mashma that for the tour of Mitzad Ish, they never had a problem, right? That's the mashmos.
Rebbe, why can't you say if the pasuk has to come and attack each ptur separately? I'm sorry, each iser separately, Ish and Saris. If it has to attack it separately, then it's taka a little bit shver. But if the limud is really from the kaldahu, the Gemara says that what's melamed that it's kaldahu. The kaldahu memela takes off both things for the same reason.
Okay, but let's take the other
one,
thing.
That's
not really, it's like Tyson said that the Gemara's answer that it's not a stress. Tyson says on daf like you test. Now that's not taking off the other problem. The fact that you make it not dummy in his wrist doesn't explain why there's no Isser Eish Yisach mitzad the fact that you have a ptur of Ish. So it's really two totally different answers. There's a diyek that there's no Eish Yisach, which tells you that there's no ptur of Sris because it's all dummy in his wrist. Because if there would be a Ptoras Ris, it would be an Isser Eish Yisach. And it also tells you a Din Hutra. So that's very doichik. Besides, it's not Mashmah and the Lashon and the Gemara. It's two totally different. There's the same Pasuk is telling us two totally different Svaras. The Pasuk is telling you there's no Eish Yisach. We would have had a Havamina that there's two reasons that there's an Eish Yisach. We would have had a ham, you know, that this Eish Yisach because you're a Sris. So the Pasuk, which says there's no Eish Yisach, but otherwise it would be Nesra, tells you you're not a Sris. We would have a ham, you know, that there's an Eish Yisach because you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Pasuk of that there's no Nesra tells you there's no Eish Yisach because we say Hutra. So that's very daichik.
But both of those Svaras, both Saris and Ish, are both Chesroinus, which the underlying factor is that he's a cotton.
But it's two totally different reasons. One is because you're a Sris. Sris, we don't say Hutra for Sris. If you'd be a Sris, then we wouldn't say Hutra. On Raya, by Sris, we don't say Hutra. So
Kolbu is telling you it's not like a Sris.
So the Pasuk is telling you that it's not a Sris. But why isn't there an Isser Eish Yisach because of you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because Ish? So there's a difference as with the Pasuk telling you Hutra. So it means that you're learning the Pasuk is telling you two in Lumnus, it's telling you two totally different messages. It's telling you defining Sris, redefining Sris. You have the wrong definition of a Sris. And it's telling you a Chiddush of what the type is a Rosh then, that when it's a Zakuka, we say Hutra. That's very, very daichik. I have to put a few more daichiks on that one. It's very daichik. And it's not mashma on the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara. So the Gemara, therefore, is mashma that they only needed these psukim to answer the kasha that asked on Kuf Yud Aleph. But to answer Taifas is kasha on Lamed Hey, which is a completely different kasha. Right now, there's Taifas kasha on Lamed Hey. That's not asking us a kasha, but it's basically, it's like he's asking a kasha. Chris, he asked a kasha by Muberes. Why is there an Eish Yisach? He says, we find the same thing by Kotten. So he's asking really an understood question. Why isn't there an Eish Yisach by Kotten? You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah because of Ish. So the simple mashmos of the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph is that kasha we don't need the psukim for. The Gemara wasn't bothered on Kuf Yud Aleph that problem. That's a problem that no one asked. The Gemara doesn't ask it. So which means I'm admitting, I'm admitting that I was wrong. I said yesterday that when Tosfos on Amud A said that the answer to the question of Uberes is that it says and I said midi means that we learn out a binyanav from there. Just like over there, we're learning out from a pasuk and kufyanav that there's no iserations. So we make a binyanav and we say, just like by kufyanav there's no beishasach, who are then by mubaris there's no eishasach, and it's a binyanav. That's what I said yesterday. Taiva's kasha was in Svara there should be an eishasach. Taiva's answer is you're right. In Svara there should be an eishasach. But likewise, in Svara, there should be an Eishasach by Katan. And we have a pasuk that there's no Eishasach. So it's a Torah's Megada that there's a Svara of Hutra. Make a binyanav. That's what I said yesterday. So I'm taking it back. I'm saying that is not right. Shot in my Rafi on the Adaiti, whoever said this yesterday, did not learn, was an Amara, like me, did not learn the Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph of right shot. The Gemtaivis is saying, that meeted a havi akata bog zayda tikatenu, which is no iser eshesach, not because of the pasuk, but because of svara. I had my kasha. So what kind of answer is that? You're just saying the same kasha twice. Okay, I guess
maybe
I'm
the answer
wrong.
To that. Maybe the answer to that kasha now. So that kasha comes. Rebbe saying the kasha comes back lechayra because we can't use it from kufi at all. So maybe the answer now. From that Tosis, we see that Kol Hecha that's going to be Megala B'Soif, that there's going to be a Gilui B'Soif, that tells us this has to be a Zika now. That was Reb Shlomo Shkof. That's what I sent to
with it. Yeah, I agree with you. But not that it's learned from a Pasuk, it's a Svara. So the problem I had yesterday, which I guess I was just wrong, what can I do, is Tosis could have said that Svara without Kuf Yud Aleph. He could have said that Svara to answer Muberes. Taibis could have said, I got a Svara for you. Taibis didn't like that Svara to answer Mubaris. So what does he do? He quotes Katan. Now I have a Svara. Well, if you held to that Svara, then you could say that without Mubaris, without Katan, just to answer Mubaris. If you're not ready to say that Svara to answer Mubaris, so by bringing Katan, it doesn't prove that Svara. You just have two Gemaras that have the exact same Kasha. However, you answer one, you answer the other. I don't know the answer to one. I don't know the answer to the other. That's not that doesn't make a better raya. You have two Gemaras with the exact same kasha. So you that you had one Gemara with the kasha, you leave it shver. You have two Gemaras, you give an answer. Why should that be? Two Gemaras that say the same thing is no better than one Gemara.
But clearly the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph gives an answer.
What?
The Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph clearly gives an answer.
Because No, it doesn't. No, I
told you.
No. Taisa says, Beferish and Kuf Yud Aleph, the Gemara's answer is you're not a Saris. When the Gemara says Kaldu, the Gemara just means to say you're not a Saris. Taisa says that. You can't argue with Taisa. David says, "Umishaini with Aldami the Tsaris, Aldami the Tsaris." So the Gemara's answer is that this is not a Tsaris. But the Gemara is not answering at all the question. But you're not Yaitzin the Mitzvah as Katan. The Gemara is not relating to that issue. Not talking about it. No gay at all.
So what does the Gemara mean? Afilu ben yom echad.
And that proves that there's no p'tur of saris.
Right. So why does Taisa say mishani and he gives a svara? If the Taisa is going on the Gemara, right? Taisa says mishani. You know, either you have a xeris akasav and he's not a saris and that's it. What does he have to say that he's gonna be?
He's explaining the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is bringing riots from the Torah that there's no eshesach. But what's a hesber? Why is it different than a saris that has an eshesach? So Taiva says the hesber is that this is not a saris. So So that's Shana the Gemara. The Gemara is bringing it. We have a raya from the Pasuk that the Gemara's kasha, there should be an Eishes all because here is Sarah. Ever the Gemara, we have a raya from the Torah that there's no Eishes all. Frek Tavis, but why not? It's Maisa Yerisaris. And for Tavis, that the Gemara means to say that the Pasuk is telling us that you're not a Saris. Okay, good. So you're not a Saris. So there's no, the Isser of the not a Saris. So therefore, we don't have the problem of making a Ptur al Saris. But you still have the problem, which is a completely different problem, a totally unrelated problem, that you're not Yosei the Mitzvah because of Ish. Teretz for that has to be a completely different answer, that there's a Hutra, that it just because there's a technical blockage in being Yosei the Mitzvah doesn't make for an Isser Eishesach. Saris gets an Isser Eishesach because that's a Chisar in the Gavra, that he's a different person, it's a different Bia. It's not the B.S. Yibam, whatever it is. But here, where there's just a problem is Ish. So that's up.
That's also the Gavra.
It's a different type of Gavra. The Tzivus HaRosh said that by Ish, he's Zokut now, and Yivimto v'chazin achaz man. By Yisaris, you're not Zokik now. Saris is a Ptur Zika. So Saris has no Zika now. And I'm not sure if you're chazin achaz man because you need a refuah. Without a refuah, you wouldn't be chazia. So Saris is missing pashas, both ingredients at the time it's a rush set. So the Saris does have an iseration though. The Havamina was that this is a Saris. Teretz is, we learn not from Sukkim, it's not a Saris. Now Tavis has a new kasha on Lamed Hey, but let there be an Isser Eishesach for a whole new reason. Let there be an Isser Eishesach because you're of Ish. Teretz is that you don't become an Eishesach. Why not? So you have to, because the Tavis of Rosh says it's Svara, because you're Zakuk, and because you're the chazin achaz man. It's just a little funny that Tavis is very funny in Lamed Hey, that, you know, why could, so what do you need move cousin? Just, you know, if you hold it's a good svara, so say it's a good svara. So it's a little funny, but I guess, you know, sometimes, as we say, sometimes funny things are right. That Tavis is only ready to say this svara if he sees two questions that you need to answer to say this svara. Without two questions, he wouldn't say this svara. But since there's two Gemaras, Uberes and Katan, and they're both answered with the same svara, so therefore, Tavis is inclined to say this svara. Okay, I wouldn't have said that, because I would say whatever you answer one, you answer the other. So how do you know which answer is right? But this answer is right. Maybe it's a different answer that's right for both, but okay. But that's what Tavis apparently is saying. But meanwhile, it just means that I had wrong shot in Tysus. When Tavis on Lamed Hey says, Midi Da'ave, I caught that Abogadita, he doesn't mean a binyan av. But that's because there's no pasik by Kotan Abogadita, the Gabi, the Isser, the Dina of the fact that you're not Yaitz in a mitzvah. So here, the pasuk is Gupa telling you that you are, that there's no Ptura Saris, and Mitzad Saris, you should be Yaitz in a mitzvah.
So he's saying it has nothing to do with what Gemara says in Kufyat Aleph.
This Gemara's Pashas has nothing to do with Kufyat Aleph.
Kufyat Aleph is off the Maram Kamis list.
That's what it seems to be, because Kufyat Aleph was that there was a Havamina that there's a Ptura Saris. The Gemara is Maskana that there is no Ptura Saris. House the Gemara and Kufyat Aleph, there should be a mitzvah Yibum. And then, because once we say that this is not a Saris, then there should mamish be a mitzvah Yibum. Aye, Tzivus on Lamed Hey says there's no mitzvah Yibum, and Tzivus in Kedushin says there's no mitzvah Yibum. So that's not our Saris. It can't be our Saris, because our Saris, if it'll be Asaris, then there'll be an Isser Eishesach. The Gemara's answer is that Asaris doesn't apply. So when Taifas in Kedushin says there's no mitzvah yibum, and Taifas in Yevamah says there's no mitzvah yibum, he must be coming for a different reason, because of a Ptur Ish. Now, so now we have a different reason. There's no mitzvah yibum. So Taifas Kasha Lamed Hayis. Why doesn't that make for an Isserachus off? There's no mitzvah yibum. So it has nothing to do with the Gemara and Kufyun Aleph. Right. The Masha a little bit spells out what I'm saying over there on Kufyun Aleph. They're no ambiguous. But if you
look at where's the Patur Ish? Where's the Pasuk Patur Ish? Patur Ish. Where do we find them?
You're asking embarrassing questions, Gedalia. That's not fair. If the Pasuk says by Yibum, it says Ish. Where does it say? I don't remember the Pesukim.
Where do we find the Gemara? Where's the Gemara that brings it down?
It was on Samach.
I don't know if this is the Pasuk, but it says, I don't know if that's the right Ish, but it definitely says Ish.
Samach Aleph Amud Beis. It says, Ein Chaitzim Ish Ksib B'Parsha. It's talking about why you can't do Chalitza. Okay. I think more on Samach Aleph it says Ish. So let's look at that Marsha. He sort of spells this out and Kuf Yud Aleph. Here's the Marsha and Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says the first Marsha and Kuf Yud Aleph from the days. Mara says, Karikan, Hokim, Lokim, Shame. Amar Abaya, Makro, Yavama, Yavada, Kvaldu. Ain the Farage, don't learn Shad and Abaya or Rava that now that we have these Psukim and they're telling us that there's no problem of Saris to have a Yavuma, Yibum, Kamar, Hachi. In other words, that we're learning out from these Psukim that it's a good Yibum. The Pasuk is teaching us that a katan can do yibum. The marmi yavama kaldu, who the marmi yakta feel yom echad. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Pasuk is teaching us that a katan can do yibum, and the yibum works midaraisa. So he's saying that's not true. Do ba isha rabba tnan. Also, be a spendes kemaimer begadol. They ain't no enemy drabana. The Gemara in Yevamah says that it's only mitrabana kimashi kosa tayvis kedushin. That was tayvis and kedushin's raya against Rashi. That it only works mitrabana, and that's mukhlach from our tayvis and lamin hay because that was tayvis's kasha lamin. That's why tayvis compares katan to muberes. If katan is yaitzei the mitzvah mideraisa, so then Taivis could have never compared it to muberes. So what the Marsha is saying is that no, you see from the Gemara that says that it's only kind of maimer, that you're not kind of mideraisa, it's only midrabanan. So what's the Gemara want? Adam, in other words, say if anyway you admit that you're not kind of, so what was the Gemara's kasha? The Marshon is having the thought that the Mishnah is saying that you're kind of midiraisa, like Rashi. Then the Gemara's kasha is why are you kind of? We should learn out from this pasuk that you're a stris and you're not kind of. And for the Gemara, we have a riboy that you are kind of. But that's not true because we know even the maskana you're not kind of. So what was the Gemara's kasha? And Mishum did all name of the call Bia Bia Dasirahu.
What does that mean?
Because the Gemara's kasha was granted, you brought a raya. Granted, you, we know that you're not kaina, but the Maisa says in the Mishnah that even though you're not kaina, there's no iser eshesach. So why don't we say that there's an iser eshesach? Because you're allowed bar mekim shemu. So kamar hoga, the marbina lemikra, the marmi of malako, the marmi atav, that there's no problem of sris, and therefore there is no iser eshesach.
I don't understand how he's explaining the answer. The answer should really be that the Gemara is, that the question is that there's no mitzvah of Yibum on this person. And a Saris, if we would discuss a Saris, well, would we say, oh, every B and B is an Isser? We would say, no, he's not in the parish of Yibum.
Okay, but that would, they wanted, the question is, and therefore it doesn't stem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tikadlano.
Which means that there's a mitzvah of Yibum. However, you're going to get there at some point.
The words of Tikadlano means have beer with her. So the Gemara's kasha is there should be every beer should be aser since there's no mitzvah Yibum. I assume that's what the Marshal means, that every beer should be Isura since it's not on bar mekum shem. He doesn't mean, and therefore you have the rivets, the reverse problem. Chari means, and therefore there's no Zika. That's what it means. You're not bar mekum shame, and there's no Zika. I think that's chaser in the Marsha's lashon. Okay, maybe that's what he means.
Why would the Rabbanan do all this stuff and still have an Eshesach? I don't understand.
There's no Eshesach.
I understand, but we're saying that there should be an Eshesach, right? We're saying that the Rabbanan...
Then the Rabbanan wouldn't have done and made it into Maimer. Rabbanan made it into Maimer, that's assuming that there's no Eshesach. Obviously, if there's an Eshesach, they wouldn't have made it into Maimer. That the Rabbanan is after. The Gemara's gosh is that you should be a Saris, and a Saris should take off the Zika, and everything should be completely different. The Gemara's answer is, we learn out from the Pasuk, you're not a Saris. Now comes along Ish and says, even though you're not in Saris, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Kalon Rabbanim said, okay, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah with this Bia, but we'll turn this Bia into a Mimer that works me Drabbanan.
But he says, Ain Lefarish, that means real Mrs. Yibam, right?
Ain Lefarish, that the Gemara is that the Maskana is that now you can do Yibam because that's shlugged up from the Gemara in Kedushin. So the must be, or from the Gemara Maimer, that's not that's Kedusha, that's Isha Rabba.
I'm saying that once you see it's Maimer, obviously there's no Eshesach. Obviously, it's like the Rebbe said, the Rabbanon are afterwards. So once you see that they said it's Maimer, obviously there's no Eshesach.
The Gemara is a good kasha. Why isn't there an Isser Eshesach? The Gemara is kasha, there should be an Isser Eshesach because you're like a Saris.
We're ready after the Teretz. After the Teretz.
The Marsha was explaining the Gemara's kasha. I don't think I take it back. The Gemara's on the Marsha, they'd be after the Teretz. You're right. So his Hamina was at the end of the Teretz, you know, because the Hamina didn't know the Tur of Ish. And the Hamina thought that once we get rid of the problem of Saris, then you're a full fledged Yavama and Yibum, and your mom is kind of with the Yibum. But that doesn't stem with the Gemara of that it's like Mimer. And it doesn't stem with Tysus and Kedushin. And I'm throwing in, it also doesn't stem with Tysus and Amen Hey. Therefore, you have to say that even though we got rid of the problem with Sris, it's still not a good Yibum. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? Anyway, if the Mishnah never said it's a good Yibum, so what was the Gemara's problem? The Gemara's problem was that there should be an Isser Bia, because Saris would make an Isser Bia. That was the Gemara's kasha.
How could there be an Isser Bia at the end?
If there is Saris and there's an Isser Bia, Saris has no Zika. Saris has an Isser Bia. So the Gemara's kasha was that they thought that a katan is in the same gather of a Saris. And when there's a Saris, there's an Isser Bia.
Right, but Rebbe said that after the Gemara's Teretz, after the Gemara's Teretz, right? The Yachdav, whichever one that is, we answer up that problem, right? There's two different lines of problems that are going on.
Before the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara has a Kasha. Before the answer, the Gemara's Kasha is, you should be a Saris and there should be an Isser Eshazach.
Right.
And for the Gemara, we learn from this pasuk that this is not included in the din of Saris. Period. End of Gemara. Now says the Marsha, okay, now we finish this Gemara. Now what does that mean, Halacha Lemaisa? So he says the simple shot in the Halacha Lemaisa is that now you can go ahead and do Yibum and it works. So he says that's not right because that goes against the Gemara in the Isha Rabbah that says it only works Mitrabanan.
So that's
one that even after the Gemara, there's a different problem of Ish, which doesn't allow the Yibum to work Mitraisa, but yet the Rabbanan say it works Mitrabanan. Here, finish.
Okay, so that problem of Ish, that would ever, that possible to have an Ishasach come back at that step.
The type of Marsha doesn't say it should come back. The Gemara doesn't say it comes back. But Taisus and Lamed Hey is bothered by the Eshesach should come back because it's a Bia Shalaba Makal Mitzvah. So Taisus is bringing a Raya from the fact that there's no Eshesach and Lamed Hey that we say some form of Din Hutra.
I'm just saying that it sounds like that Pasuk of Yachdav answers both Kashas.
No, because the Pasuk of Yachdav was only telling you that it's not a Sris. Wasn't discussing the Shaila of
I understand, but the Rasha himself is saying that Nach that Teretz, we have two outcomes. He says Nach that there's two ways to look at it. He doesn't say stop the Gemara, throw it out. Now we have to go on. He says at that step, he says, I think he's saying is that step. So what's the Maisa? Is there a mitzvah or there's no mitzvah? So don't make a mistake to think there's a mitzvah because the Rabbanan only said it's Maimer. So it can't be an Eshesach.
Not that it can't be Eshesach. It can't be that there's a mitzvah Yibum. You read the Gemara Kipshuto, the Gemara only had one reason why there's no Yibum. Because it's a site, it's a Saris. So now once the Pasuk tells that there's no Saris, so that Rasha says, you would think that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum. Says the Rasha, that stems this with the Gemara and Yevamis, that says that there's no Mitzvah Yibum, it's only Mimer.
Right,
there's a different tour, and that's not being discussed in this Gemara.
Right, but there's no mitzvah deraisa of Yibam. The Rabbanan make that bia into Maimer. But right. Rebbe said the Rabbanan would never do that if there's an Eshesach. So the Mila at that step, the Rabbanan could never make that bia into a Rabbanan dika bia that it's Maimer, that it's okay, whatever it's doing, if there was a coexistence of an Eshesach. Okay. That means the Eshesach had to be Hutra in order for the Rabbanan to go and do that.
But why is it Hutra? So there's a din of Hutra that's time, an independent din of Hutra that has nothing to do with the Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph was focusing on the Shaila that there should be a problem of Sris. The Gemara answered that problem doesn't exist. But now the Marsha is pointing out that don't think that we got rid of the problem of Sris, it's clear as sailing. There's another problem of Ish, which makes you not Yaisin a Mitzvah. Now, Tosfos on Lamed Hey picks up after this Marsha and say, hey, wait a second. If you, Marsha, are right that there's no Mitzvah, like the Marsha says, and he proves it from Tosfos in Kedushin and in Lamed Hey, so then why is there no Eshesach? Well, Taibis doesn't say the answer. It's like very, very strange choices. Taibis just says, midi da'ave. That means the fun, that there's no Eshesach, because apparently we say Hutra. And just like we don't make an Eshesach here, we don't have an Eshesach by Mubaris. Why not? Taibis doesn't tell you. The Taibis of Rush spells out a Svara. And it's a little strange. It's very strange that Taibis and Lamin Hey. It completely not saying his answer. It just says, his kasha says logically there should be an Eshesach. The answer is you're wrong. There's not. How do I know? Because I have another kasha, which is the exact same kasha. So being, and I have two kashas, I say I'm wrong in Sara, and I'm not telling you, and I'm not even going to tell you why. It's a very strange type of
salami. And Rebbe's saying for sure that it can't be from the mi'ikimidi, that it's asira, and when the Gemara says mi'ikimidi, that it's asira, and then hutta later, that can't be what Tais is referring to when he says, go look at katan abba gadayla, because the Gemara klar says, even though it's talking about sris, the Gemara does bring that svara in. It's not possible to be usher. There has to be a hotan ages out because it's going to be muta later on. It just has to be that way.
I'm not ready to. I don't think that that's shot. Because I don't think that the pasuk is teaching you two unrelated things. I don't think it's master on the Gemara and kuf yud aleph. You could say that, but that's what you said in the beginning of shir. And I actually said that it's a possibility. But I think it's daichik, you know. Okay, anyway.
Well, why did the Gemara ask at any point that by a cotton it should not work because of a problem of ish? That
Gemara knows that's the davar pashut.
Okay, so isn't that the answer? That from that Gemara over there, the fact that it only asked mikoach saris and it did not ask mikoach the fact that he's a cotton, yeah, you see that the Gemara takes it as a davar pashut, the concept of hutra.
Right, I agree. That's also why I wouldn't say like Shmuel, because then the Gemara should have didn't need to come out to the kasha of Sris. Right, I agree. But Shmuel would say the Gemara could have asked two ways. Once you answer one, you answer the other. Okay, you know.
No, I thought I'm helping Shmuel.
No, you're hurting Shmuel because you're saying if Shmuel be right, then why did the Gemara have to ask their kasha based on the fact that they that you're a Saris? The Gemara should have asked the Kasha based on the Gemara and the Hamina didn't know the Psukim. So the Gemara should have asked, why isn't there an Isser Eshesach al Supram of Ish?
Well, I'm not sure about the Pasuk, but let's say, for example, the Kol Yavamash Einani Koreba. That the Gemara had to know.
It's the application. So why did they ask that should apply here? Because since you're not a Hukim Shein, so you get an Eish Yisach, and once you get an Eish Yisach, you get a Din Nesra. So why did the Gemara ask that? Must be because the Gemara knows Hutra. And not from the Pasuk, without the Pasuk. The Gemara doesn't know Yibam called the in the Havamina. There's no Pasuk, there's no Drush, there's no nothing. So why did the Gemara ask that there should be an Eish Yisach as the fact that you're Ish? So the Mashmos is Mashma, that house ish, the Gemara never had a problem. Not like Shmuel. That's the very strong Mashmos. The Gemara's problem is only because of Saris. And the answer is only relating to Saris. But the problem of ish, is nothing changes. Not the Havina, not the Maskana. And Tavis is bringing a Rai of. So the only thing you're just saying is that the thesis, you know, it relates to our original Arkasha going back on Tavis Daf Chav, but we're changing pshat in Tavis and Daf Lamed Hey. I thought yesterday that Tavis and Lamed Hey is learning out from a Binyan Av, and I'm taking it back, and I'm saying that Tavis is saying that he's just saying a svara, like Tavis the Rosh says a svara, and he's just bringing a raya from Katan. What kind of raya? It's just two of the same question. Okay, I can't help it. That's what Tavis does. And it's very daichig in the Lashon of Tavis Alamed A, because he doesn't speak anything out. It's like well, he asked the Kasha, how could it be? Yes, it could be. It's like a schmooze, you know? Can't be. How could there be no Isser Eish Yisach? Well, the answer is that's the way it is. He doesn't give any svara, any explanation, any Tavis or Rush gives some reason, but he just says, that's the way it is. Okay. Anyway, on my Marsha, there's a footnote that says to look at the Aruch Haner. So I think I should look at the Aruch Haner, but I don't know. I didn't look at it yet, so I can't tell you. But it might be important. He says that the modern day footnoter said there's an Aruch Haner here. So We'll try and look. Okay, all right. Yishei koyach, everybody.
Thank you, Rebbe. Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Good job. Are we going to moving on?
I don't know. I'm stuck. I can't move on. We don't have an answer.
Okay.
We don't have an answer to Tovis on Daf Chav. What the Riva wanted? How did the Riva bring a raya against the Ri?
The Ri a raya against the Riva.
How did the Ri bring a raya against the Riva So there's
Reb Nachman asked the same. Reb Nachman also asked that kasha.
Reb Nachman asked that who seems to answer that kasha, I think. So there we should just see that Reb Nachman. What?
Yeah. I was about to say Reb Nachman asked that same kasha, and he also says
so Reb Nachman would answer that kasha. Yes. Okay.
I said, thank you, man.
Okay.
Thank you, good job.
Thank you.
And we can move on, hopefully. But we'll see what happens. By Sunday, we'll see.
Okay. No, I'm asking because Dove was out of the sugya. He wants to know when he can come back.
We might start. I just want to see. You know, I want to get back to Ann. We started with this question on the how did the re-ask on the Riva. So I think we should get back to it. So there is a Rav Nochem on Daf Chav that asked that kasha.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Shabbos.